Why should you do tshuva?
Ki,
because chashalta b'avinach. So the poshut pshat is, as we see the Rishonim, Rashi, the Radak, the Marikra, explain, all the suffering, all the stumbling that people have in life is because of Averis, and that's why you should do tshuva. And the Navi is telling us that's the machayev, the motivation to do tshuva, is because people are stumbling, people are falling. All had, everyone knows Tafshin Pe'alef was a very difficult year. From the pandemic to various specific tragedies, Meron and the like. Why did they happen? We don't know. To know why something specifically, why it happened, you have to be a Navi. We don't have Navim. But we once had Navim. And the Navi said, Shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta b'avinecha. Whenever a person, people are suffering, it's because of averus. And therefore it's an imperative to do tshuva. The Tavshin Pei Beis should be a more blessed year when we have to do tshuva. However, this time of the year, when anyone thinks about doing tshuva, there's a little voice in the head. And the voice said, listen, you said this last year. You said, last year you're going to do tshuva. And you didn't. And you said it 10 years ago, and maybe 20 years ago. And with all this time, you've become further and further from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What makes you think that you can do tshuva now? What makes you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to accept your tshuva? That's a voice that everyone hears. Of course, it's the voice of the Yetzer Hara. How do I know it's the voice of the Yetzer Hara? Because in Gashmius, we don't hear this voice. Someone who opened the business and it failed, he doesn't hear a voice, don't do it, don't do it. Only in Ruchnius we hear this voice. Must be it's the voice of the Yetzer Hara. But the Malbim says that the Navi is addressing this voice. The Malbim says a different pshat in ki chashalta b'avinecha, ki ata loy chatasa b'meri v'merit. You have not sinned out of rebellion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, v'yisa k'sheigig uka'onus v'yesh lecha takan. What the Malbim says, the Navi is telling us as follows. If someone taka would sin out of rebellion, out of spite to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and again, year after year, he says he's going to do tshuva, and it doesn't happen, then this voice might be correct. But that's not what happened. Nobody wants to spite Rabbeinu Shel Olam. No one's rebelling against Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Afraid we weren't even thinking about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, let alone to rebel against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. People have Yetzaharas, people have Mechshaylim, they don't think. As the Gemara says, Ritzaynenu Lasa is Ritzaincha. It's our will, really, deep down, every Yid wants to do the Ritzayn Hashem. Elo Sa'or Shebe'isa Ma'akiv. It's the Yetzahara that stops us. Memela. Once recognizes that the averas are not part of ourselves, it's not really what we want, it's something external, it was a happening, it was an external happening, it's much easier to do tshuva. Zag the Malbim, that's what the Navi is telling us. Shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Return Klal Yisrael to Hashem. Don't think it's so hard. Don't think it's difficult. Don't think you're so distant from it. Key, because it's easy to do it. Chashalta b'avinecha, because you've stumbled on your sins. It was only a michshol. It was not intrinsically what we wanted to do. There's a sefer called Mate Yehuda, and he says a pshat in this pasuk. But he illustrates it with a mashal, with a parable. Tells the story of a peasant, a farmer, a very simple-minded peasant. And completed harvesting the grain in his field, piled it up on the wagon, bundles and bundles of grain on his wagon, hitches his horses to the wagon, and wants to bring all this grain into his storehouse, his silos, to store it for the winter. As he said, he hitches the horses to the wagon, pulls the reins of the horses, and the horses start going. They come to the silo, the entrance of the silo, he opens the doors, pulls the reins of the horses, and the horses go in. But when it comes the time for the wagon to come in, the wagon doesn't go in, because it doesn't fit. The bundles of grain are higher than the doorway, or the doorway is lower than the bundles of grain. What does a simple peasant do that doesn't go in? He whips the horses a bit. Maybe they'll work a bit harder. Kitze, he whips the horses. Nothing happens, because the bundles of grain are higher than the doorway. So what does he do? He whips them even harder with a cruelty. But it doesn't go in, because the doorway is too low. All of a sudden, the person passes by. This person was a little bit of a con man, maybe a bit of a joker also, and asks him, "Why are you hitting your horses? Don't you see that the doorway is too low? Your wagon full of grain will never fit into this doorway. The doorway is too low." So the peasant asks him, "So what should I do? Give me a etzer." So this con man says, "You just met the right person, because I sell magnifying glasses. And when you look through a magnifying glass, things look bigger. And I don't happen to have one on me. You're so fortunate. Here you're stuck. The grain doesn't fit into the doorway. The doorway is too low. And you just happen to meet, mamash hashkacha pratis, that you happen to meet someone who sells magnifying glasses and has a magnifying glass on him. And I'll sell it to you. Then you're going to look at the door, and you'll see the door is much bigger. The door is much bigger. You'll be able to go in." Kitze, the simple peasant, purchases the magnifying glass, pays the full price because he's desperate, and he actually looks at the doorway. And guess what? You look at the doorway, and the doorway is much bigger. And he's very satisfied with his purchase. And he pulls the reins of the horses. And what happens? Still doesn't go in. And he's wondering, why doesn't it go in? The door became much bigger. So he calls the seller, who happened to be standing by, was standing there laughing at him, and said, "The doorway became bigger. Why doesn't it fit in?" So this seller said, "Fool that you are. The doorway, in fact, became bigger. But now look at the grain through the magnifying glass, and you'll see it also became bigger. And therefore, it still doesn't fit in." He looks, and Itaka sees. Now he understands it. The doorway of Itaka became bigger, but the grain also became bigger. Anyway, the simple peasant says, so he starts screaming at the seller, "You didn't help me. Give me a refund. You fooled me. You're a ganav. You're a con man." The seller says, "Chas v'shalom, would I fool another person? I'm a very erlich person, especially in business. I told you a wonder glass. He writes in Yiddish, a wonder glass. And this wonder glass, if you look through one side of it, it magnifies things. But if you turn it around and you look through the other side, it minimizes things. And therefore, this is what you're supposed to do. When you look at the doorway, look with the magnifying side. And you'll see the doorway is very big. But then quickly turn around this glass, this wonder glass, and look at the grain through the minimizing side. And if you look through the grain from the minimizing side, you'll see the grain is much smaller. And then it's perfectly going to fit in. And that's the advice he gives, and the seller runs away. Anyway, the simple peasant tries it. He looks at the doorway with a magnifying glass. Doorway is very tall. Looks at the grain with a minimizing side. Grain is very low. Does it again to make sure. Looks at the doorway with a magnifying side. Comes higher. Looks at the grain with the minimizing side, it becomes lower. Pulls the rein of the horses with confidence. The horses go in, and it still gets stuck. The man is standing there, he doesn't begin to understand. He looks again. Looks at the grain with the minimizing side, very low. Looks at the doorway with the magnifying side, very high. He doesn't begin to understand why doesn't it go in. And he's standing there confused. What's going on? I bought this wonder glass. It taka works. It's very obvious that it works. You can see it with your own eyes that it works. And it still doesn't fit. All of a sudden a wise man walks by, watching this happening, and he figures out what's going on. He has mercy on this peasant and says, "Naish men, foolish person that you are, don't you understand that a wonder glass doesn't change reality? It's impossible to take a bundle of grain which is higher than the doorway through the doorway. No wonder glass in the world changes reality." So the peasant asks him, "So then what should I do? I'm stuck." So the wise person says, there's only one etzah. You got to remove half of the bundles, some of the grain, make it lower than the doorway, and then it will go in. Ad kana maisa. Zak de mati Yehuda. What is the nimshal? It says, we come to the Yom HaDin. And we come to the Yom HaDin with a wagon load piled high of averis from a whole year. And we want to enter the gates, the sha'arim of rachamim v'slichas, of mercy and forgiveness. And it doesn't fit in. There's just too many averis. Comes along a con man who's a joker. That's the Yetzihara. As the Pasuk says, Zayd Yahir late Shemai, and sells us a wonder glass. And it tells us, when you look at your Averis, look at it through the minimizing side. And you'll see, Averis are very small. When you look at the Shara Rachman Vaslichis, look at the magnifying side. And it'll be very big, and you have nothing to worry about. That's what this con man tells us. Comes along a wise man. And the wise man says, it's impossible. Wonder glasses don't change reality. The only aids is to remove some averis, and then you'll fit in. Zakta Matihu, do you know who this wise man is? Is the Navi Yeshaya. The Navi Yeshaya tells us, Shuva Yisroel, return Klal Yisroel, Ad Hashem Elokecha. You have to do tshuva. Why? Ki chashalta b'mainecha. It's your sins that are not letting you in. It's the mechshaylim, your own averes that don't let you in. And there's no other eitzah. There's only one eitzah. Kli machem dvarim v'shuvu al Hashem. That's pshat in the pasuk. My rabbi say, when that says mei tshuva, already in the second half, that says mei tshuva. We know the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Shleish Yisvaram Neftachem on Rosh Hashanah, Tzadikim, Nechtavim, Nechtamim, La'alta, L'chayim. Risham is the opposite. Beinayim, average people, people that are pulled in both directions. The Rambam, the Gemara says, it depends, Hashem waits, Tluyim V'ayimdim till Yom Kippur, and Zachu, if they're Zaycha, they're also nechtav l'chayim. The Rambam adds a word. Zachu v'asu tshuva. You zeich and you do tshuva. Now why do you have to do tshuva? If a tzaddik, like the Rambam says, is roiv schuyas, so all you have to do in the Aseres Yemei tshuva is sit tight and do one more mitzvah than averes. Why do you have to do tshuva? Zot the tzlach, the Neid of Yehuda, that the Rambam says averes are not mitzvahs are not measured quantitatively but qualitatively. He says not doing tshuva in Aseres Yemei tshuva is such a big avera that it'll outweigh any mitzvah you could do. Now, what does he mean? It's such a big avera. I can think of bigger averes to do in Aseres Yemei tshuva. It's just a bit lasei at most. That is how when Hashem sets aside a certain time, Dirshu Hashem v'imotzoi, Sikar Hashem when he can be found, Kera'u b'yosei karav, call out him when he is close. These are the Aseres Yamim ben Hashan Yom Kippurim. As we say in Adavening on Yom Kippur and the Nila Davening, Ata noisin yad la'poishim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretches out his hands to sinners. Uviya mincha, and the right hand, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pshuta lekabel shavim is there to pull back shavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us in these days. Kaviyachal says, do tshuva, I'll pull you back. Come to me. And you ignore that outstretched hand. That is the greatest rebellion in Hashem. And that's what the Navi is telling us. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem aleikecha. Do tshuva, because there's no other etzah. Ki chashalta b'avaynecha. You're going to stumble over your sins. You won't fit into the gates of Rachman Maslichus. And there's no other Eitzah. The time has come to do tshuva. Nevertheless, everything Hashem created in this world, or allowed human beings to create, is for a reason. And there is such a thing called a wonder glass in this world, which one side magnifies, and one side minimizes. What's the purpose of this? It doesn't change reality. So what's the purpose of it? If you look in Masechtas Derech Eretz Zuta, Perek Aleph, it says as follows. Im amru aleichem dover gadol. People praise you and say, wow, you did such a tremendous thing. Yeh beinechem kekotten. Don't take it so seriously. You should know it's a small thing. You did something very good. You accomplished. It's a klein zach. But if you said something, a small thing, but bad about, negative about another person, it should look to you like you said a big thing. Human nature is, they look at what we about ourselves, we magnify all the things, the good things we did. The things that we did to other people, we say, it's nothing. You have to know how to use this wonder glass properly. If people say about you, Dover Godel, turn it around to the minimizing side and see, it's not really so big. But if you've harmed someone else, even though it seems to be insignificant, but it hurts the other person, turn it around to the magnifying side. And then you'll know to appease the person properly. Now the Masechtas Derech Eretz says it about dibur, says it about talk. But it's not only about talk. It's a way of viewing oneself and a way of viewing others. When you look at your milas, look at the minimizing side. When you look at someone else's milas, use the magnifying side. That's in milas. In chesreinus, it has to be the other way. When you look at your chesreinus, use the magnifying side. When you look at someone else's chesreinus, look at the minimizing side. This wonder glass is a tremendous wonder glass. A wonder glass. And if we'd use it properly, our life would be much different and much better. Problem is that we use it the wrong way. We magnify other people's chesreinus and we minimize our chesreinus. We magnify our milas and we minimize other people's milas. You should know all the disputes in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, machleikis, disputes, slights, insults, Lashon Hara, comes because we don't use the wonder glass properly. If only we used it properly, you should know, the world would be a better place to live in. And if this is true, outside of our houses, it's true even more inside our houses. It's not a secret that today, especially amongst the younger generation, there's a lot of difficulties in shalom bayis. It's a fact. Many divorces happen right after marriage. And again, at times it's justified. There are reasons. But I have to tell you the truth. That many times it comes because people come into marriage, especially young people today, with a sense of entitlement, sense of expectations and entitlement. As they say in Yiddish, es kommt mir. Now, interesting question. If someone walks around with es kommt mir, so why aren't they thinking es kommt dir also? Okay, the same mindset that says es kommt mir, there's an older generation that who didn't think like this. I remember, it almost sticks out of my head, I had an older Yid, older Yekesh Yid in my shul in Muncie. Lo yaleinu, he lost a daughter. And he got up from Shiva, and I walked him from the Shiva house back to his house. And he was silent the whole time. His name was Fred Wurzberger, the Edom of Dr. Muller. And finally I said, Fred, do you have any questions? I was the young Rav, I was walking him. He says, no. I said, why don't you have any questions? He said, in my whole life I never expected anything. And since I never expected anything, I never had a question if I don't have it. That's how Amalagayid used to think. Today, es kommt mir. Okay, so es kommt mir, but es kommt dir euch. Why es kommt mir and nicht es kommt dir? The Teretz is, they use this wonder glass. When they look at themselves, they look at themselves with a magnifying glass. When you look at someone else, you look with a minimizing glass. That's when you're looking at milas. When you're looking at chesreinus, you look at your chesreinus with a minimizing glass, and someone else's chesreinus with a magnifying glass. That's why sekumt me and sekumt nishter. Is look who I am and look who you are. Truth is, it's nothing new. I'm talking like something happened now. I'm talking like I'm such an old man, bemoaning the younger generation. The Rebbe Rebunim of Peshischa said, a person was created with two eyes. With one eye to see someone else's milas, and the second eye to see your own chesreinus. Chol, you don't look at your milas, and you don't look at other people's chesreinus. Okay, for that you have to be the Rebbe Rebunim Peshischa. Human nature is, you see both your milas and your chesreinus, and other people's milas and chesreinus. But if you're going to look at everything, at least use this wonder glass properly. know when to magnify things and know when to minimize things. And if a person will do so, then you should know they'll have a totally different life, much better and happier life. Let us take this coming year. In Bein Adam L'Makom, let us not fool ourselves. See reality the way it is. Look at ourselves the way we are. Look at the Rachman HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way it is. And if we face reality, we know there's only one Eitzah. Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekecha, Kuhi Machem Dvorim V'Shuvah El Hashem. The only Eitzah is to do tshuva. Why? Ki chashalta b'meinecha. Because if not, you're going to stumble over your sins. But when it comes to Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam Chaveri, let us use this wonder glass properly. Let us see other, magnify other people's milas and minimize the chesreinus. And if we'll do so, our houses will be differently, our interaction Bein Adam L'Chaveri will be different, our businesses will be different. We'll have a much, much better life. V'nizke kolonu yachad. May we all be zeichet together that our gemar should be a chesim teiva. As mentioned, it's been a very difficult year. Each and every one of us should merit personally refuas, yeshuas, and nechamas. Be a shnas gula v'yeshua for gans kol Yisrael.
Amen. Amen.